listening to Goons, Games, and Gear, the sexiest gaming podcast in the world.
That's right. We're here. We got some breaking news to talk about, like how Rob is single. It just happened. It's a crazy new development. After years of being in a love-hate relationship with Destiny, he finally broke it off like a Giga Chad.
Yeah. And now we're here to auction off his love.
That was
starting bid is $50.
That was like months ago. Where have you been?
Oh, it's I don't.
It's breaking.
It's breaking
my heart.
I don't think it's breaking your heart or your wallet, but oh, you
breaking.
Know, go off, I guess.
Some, all right. But yeah, we're here. Join our Discord, become a member today. We're going to talk about some juicy stuff, like apparently Sonic wants to, or Sega wants Sonic to be bigger than Mario, which is never happening. I'll just spoil that now.
Spoiler alert, they lost.
The big news, Overwatch League is donezo after months, years of speculating what's going to happen. Voice actors are rising against Microsoft due to their new AI policy, and some RuneScape news, which I never thought we'd talk about, but the Rat King is coming to RuneScape.
The rats are here. They run this city.
Bitch! We're rats! We're fucking rats! Yo, rat hey, yo, chick?
Rat gang.
Rat
chick.
Rat chick. Alright, so, I mean, I have nothing else to sell out about if we're good to go on that. Derek, you want anything, any new developments in your life or anything you want to talk about?
$20 if you scream right now into the mic.
No. That's later. I need T-minus like less than 2 weeks till Rob's here and all of our arms at once. It's like a three-way Eiffel Tower with Rob.
Bingo.
That's exciting.
Gimme.
Holidays
gimme,
are coming
gimme.
Up.
Gimme.
Insatiable friggin' semen demons.
We got three heavy hitter games coming out for the rest of the year. We got COD, yeah. Naruto, and Mario RPG. Oh, I guess
Risk of Rain Returns drops today. So, you know, go support Hapu Games and go buy it.
I guess we'll announce here too. So the podcast will be now a bi-weekly thing.
Just for a while
until further notice, basically. So we will only be having 4-man podcasts, just to focus on some other stuff we want to do right now. And we just have limited time because we're adults and we're full time jobs on top of this. But you know, it's the four of us every 2 weeks now talking about fun things. We're also back to like a news centric thing, not us just talking about how much we want to. How much we want to do things to Rob.
At least until we're...
I mean, we'll find a way to fit it
I mean, that will still be there.
Sega wants Sonic to be bigger than Mario. In other news, I know how big Rob is. News,
yeah, Rob is huge. It's coming.
Large and in charge.
But yeah.
Okay.
Those are pretty much the big announcements.
Yeah. George, anything to say? Any new beard comments? I don't know what you do. Oh, and as your campaign's going, you still running those campaigns?
Indian. No, I haven't been running one for a while. Just did like a little spooky Halloween session last night for
was there any kind of like 9/11 event in your game? So like you had to like it's like a reset the universe.
A canon event.
Actually, yes. Oh. Yes. And one of my games, our very first session, we didn't blow up the bridge, but we were part of a giant bridge blowing up in Sharn, which is like this city in the Eberron universe or whatever. And it killed thousands of people because the bridge was like one of the upper bridges and it just dropped down and killed thousands of people. And then there was a timeline reset and we didn't blow up the bridge. And that's a different campaign, though.
So you're terrorists?
No. No, and one of our group names that I lobbied for was TNT, totally not terrorists.
Okay.
The DM immediately put that down. He's like, no, you're not allowed to be called that.
I'd also,
How's Omni-Man?
No fun allowed.
Did you play Omni-Man yet?
Derek, I have his PS5.
Oh my God, that's right. You're screwing him.
I told him I could try and take it back before Omni-Man comes out. And
Derek,
like,
did you play Omni-Man?
You don't even have the game.
I don't even own that game.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Did you play Omni-Man?
No. I don't want to get slapped around on someone else's console. I just, you know.
just play. I have not gone online on that game because I'm too old and my reflexes are just shit. So just play against the AI.
What if you get back your PS5? You're like, I'm diamond. What the? Like, what?
Yeah, I'd be like, whoa.
Turns out I'm really good at Mortal Kombat. I was not expecting
that. Yeah,
it's my call.
He does look pretty cool. He looks like a evil Superman mixed with Ultra Instinct because he has an auto dodge, which is kind of
Yeah.
Nope. He also has a weird finisher where he just like whips out his flaccid penis and just like slaps you around. But since he's Superman powers, it like breaks his jaw.
It's like the Hancock with Will Smith where he's having sex with the girl and launches her like out of the roof.
Oh, I was thinking of when in the jail he's like, I'm putting your head up his ass.
Oh, that too, yeah.
Yeah, so okay, with that said, let's hope that worked. It didn't work. Okay, I'm gonna hit it again. Okay, screw it. I'll try to get the split button to work, and of course I'm cursed. Yeah, right. So, Activision Blizzard officially ended the Overwatch League.
Bravo.
you did it. You finally cut the head off the Hydra. Apparently, I mean, it's been in shambles for literally years, and they also had to pay 20 teams a total, like, overall total of $120 million. So, like, I guess it's, like, breaking contract in some way.
That they canceled it?
Yeah, so, like, they canceled it on their terms. I don't know how the agreement works out, but basically, okay. So it says here, 1,200 teams bought in for $20 million apiece in an inaugural season, followed by 8 more teams later for $35 to $60 million each. Damn, each team was supposed to be based in a city and build its own esports stadium, but the 2020 pandemic threw a wrench in things, as did the difficulty of monetizing matches fans that could stream online for free. That's true. Although I don't know how League of Legends does it then, but
Riot's just so rich. I mean, they just
Riot
do whatever
is
they
rich.
Want.
That's how they do it. Plus with like I know that the OWL had sponsorships and stuff, but I mean, you hop onto a Riot one, you got like DoorDash or
literal Red
Secret
Bull.
Labs or right. You know, like all these
Adam
super
and Eve.
Not yet, but could you imagine?
The Reinhardt butt plug, he's just like,
yeah. Heroes come together.
Oh yeah, I guess that's another reason, and it will circle into another topic later. Microsoft seemed unlikely to pour even more money into the OWL.
Oh right. Yeah.
After its $69 billion acquisition went through last month. So they bought it for what, $69 billion, and then are like,
yeah,
this is as good as it's going to get. Where's our money? No? Done.
Well, I mean, they got to, if they see it as a stinker, I don't, you know, I can understand from Microsoft perspective why they don't want to continue it. But on the other hand, Overwatch is still pretty huge. So I feel like if anyone could have fixed it, I guess Microsoft could have.
Whoa. So at the very end of the article, OWL fans are now left with at least one parting gift thanks to Toronto Defiant. Team owner Adamow, I'm going to butcher that name, marked the league's dissolution on social media today with an AI-generated post showing two Overwatch players walking off into the sunset amid the wreckage. A circumcised dick can be seen jutting out of the garbage in the lower left-hand corner.
Oh, yeah, I see that.
What?
Yeah, I see that, yeah. So
what is it?
It's literally directly under the hat. It's like a shadow, basically.
Oh
yeah. It's
good job, AI. You got him. You know what? I'm all for it now. AI's here to stay.
Yes,
baby.
Dude, we gotta start the first AI company just purely based on cocks. Like, this is
everything will have a dick in it, but you'll never be able to find it.
It's kind of like a Where's Waldo.
So we're going old school, yeah. Disney.
Yeah. That's what I said.
Exactly.
Perfect.
I know Rob was tremendously hurt by this news because he was huge on Overwatch.
What was your favorite moment, Rob? You want to like recollect?
My favorite moment is when the Cosby Room allegations came out.
What team was that? The Golden
I'll
City.
Get back to you on that one.
Overwatchers.
Yeah. What team? I want to know the team that happened.
Yeah.
I mean, I know people have done videos on it, but I don't know what exactly just made this terrible, like, or
I like that one of the comments on this, totally to interrupt you, by the way, one of the comments on this article was mentioning that there was ad revenue on broadcast, but traditionally with sports teams, they get revenue from broadcasting rights. So what are you supposed to do for getting paid from broadcasting rights if
it's on Twitch,
you know, beyond what's broadcasted on normal channels like ABC, NBC and whatnot? They pay for additional channels and packages like NFL Red Zone, right. I guess. Esports doesn't traditionally make their matches available to view for free.
Right. Uh-huh. Right. They just stream them on Twitch.
So where's the broadcasting rights? And then I see here that they got in a little bit of hot water in one point of the article probe by the U.S. Justice Department eventually resulted in a fine and settlement over illegal player salary caps. It sounds like this was just doomed to fail.
Illegal player salary caps? So like, the caps were just illegal in general?
According to this article, within the article section, looks like... signed above, was designed to operate roughly like the salary caps found in the NFL and NBA. The government says this specific deal, however, had the purpose and effect of limiting competition between the teams in each league for esports players and suppressed esports players' wages. For example, teams recognized that the spending on player compensation would have been higher absent the competitive balance tax, which minimizes the risk that one team would substantially outbid another for a player, which is the kind of stuff you see all the time where insane figures are being put on people. The tax not only harmed the highest paid players, but also depressed wages for all players on a team. So if a team wanted to pay a large salary to one player, they'd have to pay less to other players on the team to avoid the tax.
Interesting.
So there's a spot of tax evasion involved.
Ah, good job, Activision.
Another point from the comments too that it was the same comment that you were reading, Rob. But a point is, you can't get gamers to start paying for something that they had been getting for free. And I mean, how many times? Like, you could play a game for years, right? And you pay; it's a free to play or whatever. Maybe you buy the occasional season pass. But then all of a sudden it's like, oh, Destiny model, you got to pay every month or whatever. Like, how many people drop Destiny at that point? And then of course Blizzard, started modifying Overwatch itself, the game, to suit what the pros wanted, which took away from what made the game fun for casual players. So to even be able to hop on Overwatch and play it with your friends, like, I know the article is about the pro league, but it's another instance where a pro league for a game made it worse for the game itself, because everything had to be pro style. And, you know, you couldn't just hop on and play a stupid game with your friends. Like, you had to play comp, you had to play the meta, you had to be sweaty as shit. Like,
doesn't this also kind of spin the face?
Nobody wants to do that. You're just going to filter out the biggest portion of your fan base like that. Because let's be real here. Most of a fan base is comprised of the casuals that are just looking to just relax after a hard day of work or dealing with.
Right. I want to go home, get smashed, yell at my wife and be like, hold on, honey. Overwatch is on. I got to watch it.
I mean, see, the sad part is I actually would love to be that passionate about an esport or game.
Right.
I mean,
League, I tried, but it just like died. I don't know.
I mean, I like watching League. Don't get me wrong, but
I still love watching Pro League. I just haven't followed it much this past split.
What's it called? I mean, I love watching like Evo, but mostly for like fighting games and stuff like that. So there's not really like a League per se, but
Evo's always a good time.
I would love to have like so much knowledge on a game where it's like I can talk about teams and stats and stuff like that for a video game, but that's yet to happen for me. So
Well, Derek, there are leagues for fighting games. There's like the FGC, which is the fighting game, like,
I forget what the Street Fighter one's and... called. It's like, isn't it just called like Fighter or something?
Yeah. So there are like, it's not leagues, but or per se, like there are subsequent tournaments and stuff like that to follow throughout the year, not just Evo, because that's where a lot of like Evo standings come from. So like there are still those things. Cause I mean, yeah, a lot of the competitors are streamers and stuff. So they don't necessarily compete every week like they used to. Like you're not going to tune into a tournament and watch Sonic Fox, like hopping on every single fighting game, destroying the competition like you used to for like a tournament, but they do still have regular tournaments and stuff like that.
Yeah, like the Smash Brothers Ultimate Circuit, right?
Yeah,
but...
right?
Well, look on the bright side, guys. Maybe they can actually focus on making a fun game and repairing their reputation.
You know what? No, right, it's Activision.
Overwatch will be great. Make Overwatch great again. That's our motto.
I was trying to say it before, but this kind of spits in the face of the change where they dropped it from 6 players to 5. Because part of it was just like kind of to save money on the Overwatch League, so they didn't have a 6 player. Yeah.
No, it was literally to cut 2 people's mouths from yelling at you in a match. That was the whole point.
I don't know if it's still intensely toxic.
Because that's a powerful motivator right there.
Anyway, so I just want to let everyone know that I am actually a Roadhog main. I'm personally affected by this. I was training to get into the Overwatch League, but now
there's no point.
Now I gotta have a normal job. To do?
I basically became the hamster, and now look at this.
Oh no, waste. I can't bet my career on a first person, whatever the hell they want to call themselves, because Activision can't stop screwing the pooch. Now I have to go back to my 9-to-5. That'll probably have more benefits than esports ever will. Oh no, my chance at the bag.
Yeah, but ruined. I mean,
you know what though? I will take a month of a pro esports team's like net worth. I will take 1 month of like C9's like paycheck, like just 1 month. I don't even need the whole year salary. Just pay me a month and I'd be living fine.
I don't
know.
Anyway, this episode is sponsored by G Fuel.
I also want everyone to know it's completely unrelated, but I 100% scalded my tongue right before this, so it hurts a lot.
My tea's pretty hot. I'm like scared. I'm like baby sipping this thing.
I hate scalding my tongue. So like I feel like no one's actually surprised by this downfall, because those in talks for like years now. But
years.
Yeah, I honestly thought it was already canceled, to be honest.
I never thought we'd live to see the fall of Blizzard like this. I mean, people are still gonna probably flock to their shit because Blizz drones are gonna be Blizz drones.
I mean, but... like Diablo 4 did pretty well. I mean, they keep messing stuff up with that, but like it still has like a pretty steady like player base. But like Overwatch,
yeah, and they still have that WoW Classic thing, right? Going WoW on Classic's too, especially actually since they announced right that now they're going to be adding Kata to
it. Yeah, WoW
now
Classic's actually booming right now. But like, yeah, I mean, even with what they floundered from Diablo 4, people are still playing it. But like Overwatch 2 is like actually like dying day by day.
What do you mean?
What do you know? Overwatch got a sequel and still outlasted.
Yeah, our worst sequel.
Still outlasted.
Oh yeah, I mean it was like the biggest fumble in gaming history.
Yeah.
And the best part, Team Fortress 2 is free to play.
There you go. There's a game that we can play one night. Just TF2. Just. Yeah.
Just we'll play the Orange Box Collection.
Yeah, I could stand to dust off my Flock Pyro. Why not?
I would love to play that with everybody.
Yeah, I'd love to just keep putting portals on Rob and just like get closer to me.
I'd like to 4-player your portal.
Then I have a lot of holes to fill Rob with. Oh my god.
Well, it would be more holes for Rob to fill than
if they're on me.
Right.
Rob's up to the challenge.
I love Rob.
If you want to, yeah. Yeah, I mean honestly, come on.
U.S. Justice Department, let's see.
7 if you want to get there. There's 7 holes already I can plumb in his deck.
Nice. This is a family-friendly podcast.
I wouldn't mind it anymore.
You know it. So, look, if there's no Overwatch League, I don't see a reason for me to play Overwatch 2. You know, it's just like, I was.
Yeah, dead game. Delete it. Uninstall it, everybody. Everyone, it's gone. Just, we're done.
See, I'm on the opposite thought process. I feel like without an Overwatch League, maybe the game will be enjoyable to go back to as long as they don't keep fucking with it.
Oh, yeah, no.
But it is Activision, so they're going to keep...
Right.
No, yeah. They're going to fuck with it. I'm not holding out hope for this. I thought Overwatch was already kind of mid in the first place. And then Overwatch 2 comes out, and it's just more of a steaming pile of shit.
I loved second. Overwatch 1. I just thought I got intensely sweaty. Oh, my God.
I was highly addicted to it. Yeah, the community is what ruined that game. But, like, the game itself, you could play it. It was fun.
Yeah. You know what? You know what game? Derek and I still talk about this game. I still don't know why people flock to Overwatch over Battleborn.
Oh, Battleborn was so good.
I never heard of it.
If it didn't try to fight Overwatch, Battleborn was...
That was the problem.
Gearboxes, oh, that the guys one. Who make Borderlands. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was like their version of Overwatch, and it was so good. But it literally tried...
Wasn't that the game with like the dude with like the massive ass body, but like this tiny head?
But like it tried to fight Overwatch 1, and it just lost. Like, yeah.
They came out with like within a week of each other.
Yeah, and then they were like,
And their biggest thing was like, hey guys, we have a story. And Overwatch is like, yeah. We're Blizzard.
Hey. I love Reinhardt. That's my favorite character. He's got the shield and the cool accent.
I like Tracer because of her dumb truck. Her abilities.
even with the Widowmaker, you can't get away from me.
I actually, unironically, I played Widow, I played Sombra, and I played Hanzo.
I one-tricked Wrecking Ball.
Well, from what I remember of me playing this, it was either a toss-up usually between like Roadhog, Bastion, a little bit of Torbjorn, I think. And then May when I was feeling like a psycho.
When I had Diva to play tank,
Diva main, yeah. And then Widow and Tracer.
When I had to Let's play go, tank, girls. I played Diva. Let's go, goons.
Oh, Ryan. Ooh, that's good. Ryan was another good one.
I think people would rather watch the pornography of Overwatch at this point than play the game.
I mean, that's what probably keeps it alive, right? The Rule 34 community is really
Rule 34 in full effect.
Okay,
there's been some pretty I
know what the
there.
Next like storyline in the Overwatch porn is going to be, which is like everyone's let go of the Overwatch League. Tracer's down on her luck. She needs money somehow. And there's a group of wrecking balls just ready. They are almost making a bead-like chain to go. So
I love it.
Thank you. Whoever makes that, you owe me because it's copyrighted.
Yeah, it's royalty. That's patented. GGG Incorporated. All right, if you dare try to
man our next up and coming Pornhub director,
dude. Neither will be co-directors. Like,
dude, yeah, just like right there. Like, no, you're doing it wrong. Let me in.
Tag him. Derek, you help me. Like,
all right, hold my hands.
You're slapping his thumb like a fucking amateur. Let me get in there. Let me show you how it's done.
Yeah,
and a little bit of
bingo.
That grapefruit
technique. All right, so, well, Bon Voyage Overwatch, I can't say we hardly knew you because we all knew you and you sucked, so thank you.
Yeah, you got worse and worse.
All right, Derek, tell me about Sonic. What's going on?
Oh, my God. Sega's in a fever dream, dude. All right, so apparently there's a Sega executive who said he wants Sonic to surpass Mario. Sega executive Osamu Ahasi has expressed his desire for Sonic to surpass Mario. He's currently the division manager for the second business department in charge of both the Sonic series and rebooting past IBs to create a second Sonic. So they're treating Sonic as Jesus.
There is a second Sonic. There's a
second coming of Sonic. Okay. He will rise from the grave and he will do his magic moves or whatever that is. Spin-dash. And that's it. All he said was simply put, I want to surpass Mario. Sonic was a game originally developed to compete with Mario, and we've yet to achieve that because we respect Mario. My goal is to catch up to and surpass him. Because we respect Mario. Yeah, not because Mario blew you out of the water back in the you know, Sega Genesis days.
You're missing the last quote where it says he also conveniently tried to hide the crack rock he was smoking.
Right.
During this interview.
The interviewer was like, and what about this pipe in your hand? Don't worry about it. It's fine. He's fine.
This makes me go as fast as Sonic, okay? It just,
A little known fact, crack is
does exactly. So,
right.
There's just no, the only way this could happen is if somehow Mario either A, literally died, or B, he just they just made so many bad Mario games for like 10 years in a row, and maybe Sonic has a chance. But you're going to tell me Sonic games have the same quality and like, or are going to have the same quality as Mario games? Dude, like, no, never. Nah, it's not.
Game-wise, no. I will say Sonic maybe has a chance in like the cinematics, like the movies and stuff,
right?
Because the Sonic movies are pretty good. They're pretty banger. Then the third one set up for like Shadow and stuff.
The thing article would like to give an argument of that is that it was soon eclipsed by said Super Mario Brothers movie, which broke the record for the largest ever opening weekend of any animated film.
And it has since that has crossed $1 billion at the worldwide box office.
Okay, but Sonic 2 foreshadowed Shadow. So I feel like
two Sonic movies. So
which I'm going to be... you know what? I know how my good buddy up there feels about this. But honestly, I really kind of do prefer Sonic over Mario. More really of a classic kind of guy myself than modern. I honestly thought that the Sonic 1 and Sonic 2 movies were better than the Super Mario Brothers movies.
I actually agree.
I still haven't seen the Super Mario. I haven't seen any of them.
Story-wise, those two movies had a better story than the Mario one.
Honestly, like you could tell that both of these are, of course, made for
kids. But the Mario movie...
Sonic 2 grabbed my attention. Tails was way in it. Harder.
Knuckles was voiced by Idris Elba, and then he like kissed Tails. He was like, "You're my Chaos Emerald, Tails."
Yeah, I mean, great bonus scene.
Yeah.
Did we watch the same one?
Yeah. Well, it was like a director's cut. You know, yes.
I'll send you the link later.
Well, I'm very conflicted because I thought the Mario movie was like amazing. And it had that Beastie Boys song, just like Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Right, just like every other movie last year.
For some, No Sleep Till Brooklyn. So like Sonic, not Sonic, sorry, Mario played it super safe by literally giving us just a Mario rescues, well, not even rescue Peach, but I guess a Mario Bowser story. That wasn't, the only catch was that Peach wasn't captured mostly. Well, no, she was. She was towards the end, so that makes, actually, Sonic... They took a lot of different approaches that were really cool. Like first they had Ugly Sonic, which was did anyone see the Chip and Dale movie?
Yeah, with Ugly.
Yeah, I'm not mad. I thought that was such a great thing they did, but at least the first one was really original. Like they had no mention of the Chaos Emeralds, which was like that's what everyone assumed it was going to be about, right? That, you know, it's just Chaos Emeralds. The rings are teleporters, which is honestly a very unique twist.
Well, I wouldn't call it unique because that concept was played with on 3D Blast back in the Genesis days. As well as the fact that the bonus rings are also taking you to special stages.
Yeah, but I don't consider that teleporting. I just consider that access to a special place.
And I don't consider you a functioning human being. So.
Can we also...
I don't consider you mid.
I also want to point out that he also says, we also want to build a Sonic attraction in Universal Studios Japan. That is my goal as a Sonic lover. So they want to build a attraction of Sonic
they
right
do
next
Nintendo
to Mario's
Park.
World in Universal Studios.
Okay.
I saw this before and we were on the movie and I didn't get a chance to mention it. Another thing too, that they want to try to surpass Mario, but yesterday they announced, when was this article posted? November 2nd. So November 1st, they announced that a new 3D Sonic platformer called Sonic Dream Team is releasing exclusively on Apple Arcade.
Right.
Dude, they got it. Here we go.
That's such
Mario.
Mario's gonna fucking
Apple
die.
Arcade. That is how weird champ catch up.
Obsession.
That's how you catch up.
That some of these tone deaf ass companies have for these odd fucking platforms. I do not.
Yeah,
understand
it's so stupid.
It.
I'm just gonna
wait.
You literally have.
It gets better.
God, if you would
Sonic
listen
Chili
to your
Dog
fan base on this series for at least 5 seconds,
Rob, it gets better. It Maybe. Gets better. Sonic Superstars.
Does
yes.
it get better? The
Let
only way
talk.
It's going to get better is if I rail a boof of Schneef and then throw my head into the drywall
Listen,
right now. That's the only
no,
way this
it,
is getting better.
It got
better.
Sonic Superstars just came out.
That was good, though.
The same week as Super Mario Wonder and Marvel Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, again, yeah. Sonic
how'd it do? What did it do? Hold on, wait. We don't
1
know.
1 billion copies. Yes, it
I'm
is.
Gonna, yeah, I'm looking at, hold on, live, we're looking right here. Sales numbers, okay.
Mario Wonder sold like 2.2 million in its first week or two.
All right, so in Japan, right, where we're going to build the new Sonic theme park.
Right.
Mario sold 638,000 copies, physical copies, okay. Sonic sold 4,000. Now, here we go.
You know what's even
what about
great
Spider-Man
about this?
2?
The article
what about
even
Spider-Man 2?
Spider-Man 2.
They admit that Sonic is more popular overseas than
Spider-Man
it is in
2
Japan.
Sold 77,000. And, hold on, to add a little more salt in the wound, Pikmin 4 sold 10,000 copies.
Oh, my! Really? Holy crap.
Yeah.
And wait, and Rob says that there's more Sonic fans in America?
Sonic's big in Japan, dude.
Oh, I thought...
He's got to go fast.
Oh, I thought he said it was in the States. Rob,
these were Japan numbers.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Rob said it. Yeah. Sonic has big overseas like fans.
Right,
yeah.
Right. So like, I think one of the only ways Sonic can actually surpass Mario is if he comes out with a video of like how many chili dogs can fit up my ass. You know, kind of like a Guinness World Record attempt.
I think they should play dirty. Make a smear campaign. Say like Mario said like a no-no word or something.
Yeah, but
like,
they already tried
yeah,
Genesis.
They did that. Genesis does what Nintendo
no, like, go
did
deeper.
I,
like,
did we catch Mario like, fucking Daisy? Like it just
Mario is in an underground sex ring or something. Like
yeah,
I want to see
some like, dirty politics.
I want a real smear campaign, right? That's the only way they're gonna win.
What do you mean that Sega might give me my commissioned idea of Mario sucking me off behind the bleachers?
Sonic runs trains on the beach. He runs.
Yeah.
You know, I like Sonic. There's, I just don't know what world this guy lives in. It's like what?
This,
yeah.
World.
Apparently, like he looks everywhere, so everyone just looks like Sonic. He's just completely hypnotized. He just.
I could just imagine him in his corporate office, just like, oh, Sonic the Hedgehog, yes, do better than Mario.
Yeah. Realistically, it's like maybe 0.1% chance of Sonic ever happening. Unless Nintendo gets destroyed. Even if Nintendo as a company got destroyed, Mario would still come up on top. Like, there's just no way. I mean, like, I really can't, like, Sonic is always gonna keep experimenting with these dumbass ways to make stupid games, like, Sonic, what was it, Forces? Like, that one sucked.
Oh, God,
that was just
yeah.
a meme generator. Let's see, I'm trying to think. I mean, I don't play a lot of Sonic games. I know Mania was really good.
Mania was good. Frontiers has, like, a
Mania was
cult
great.
Following right now, I guess
yeah.
you could call it. It was 50-50.
I have it right here. No, I have the Steelbook.
Sonic 06 is the greatest game ever made.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, that was right, Rob.
He literally smashed human puss. Like,
that's
sorry.
See,
that wasn't
see that's where Sonic is true strength. That he's able to cross species boundaries and just.
That's right.
You know, I mean, his thrust game, like, you blink, it's like 100. A hundred. Like, you know,
God, could you imagine being like fine and ready to go 1 second, and the next second you're literally having the orgasm of your life?
Yeah,
Rob,
I could
did
see
you
it.
Ever watch the Sonic Boom show? It was really good. I love the dry comedy in that was amazing. I don't know. I thought it was like odd, and it was also like fourth wall breaking. Anyway, yeah. So needless to say, I'm pro Sonic. I'm gonna start picketing. Like, let's make Sonic great again. give me Sonic 06 remastered, and I think that's how they get back. That's how they make Sonic bigger than Mario.
Goons Games and Gear, the Trump special. We're making everything great
make
again.
Make Sonic great again. Give us Sonic Mania 2.
Overwatch
cowards.
Sonic. That's right.
We're going back to news articles. We're making this podcast great again.
Yeah. What's up? What's up?
What's the next article?
Do George.
We got to save the best for last.
Do me.
I want to hear that man's sexy voice.
In what I thought it was a great move.
Bored now. Rob,
the headline of the article. Sorry. Headline for the article. From Star Wars to Starfield, voice actors hit out at Microsoft's AI decision. If you want to start a voice acting career, don't bother. Microsoft is, in their recent announcement, has made the industry's future look bleak for voice actors because they are basically signing with this. They partnered with InWorld AI to develop an AI tool set for its studios that will empower creators in dialogue, story, and quest design. The new tool set will help developers generate things like scripts, dialogue trees, quests, character dialogue, and more, threatening roles in the industry like writers and voice actors. So basically, Microsoft is like, put out money for writers and, you know, people to voice our characters? Nah. AI can do that now. Thanks, guys. Look, have fun.
Just to be completely transparent, I don't give a fuck about when NPCs just do grunts. Like, they get hit like, you know, I don't care about that. Like, if it's an AI, I genuinely, it's like, it doesn't matter to me. But if it's like, you know, full-fledged, you know, NPC, you know, dialogue stuff, this is just going to hurt the industry pretty bad. And I assume I think in the next few years, we're going to see a new, like, video game writer strike or actor strike, basically, in the video game sector, where they're like,
right. I imagine
like,
so.
We don't want AI in our video games. Because remember, Ubisoft has like, they have a ghost, I think it's called Ghostwriter, which is literally ironic. And it's just like, they're just, you know, outsourcing to AI to make, and mind you, game dialogue has already been shit recently, and games have been garbage, mostly. So this isn't going to help it. AI dialogue sucks. It's not there yet, and even if it is there, it doesn't have that human touch. Like, I want to hear...
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Say what you were going to say.
You know, I want to... I don't think AI is going to help describe how hot Rob is. You know, they won't like, get it pinpoint accurate like we can. And I just don't trust it. I think it's... they definitely need... I guess a union in place. They need to, say, hey, you need to absolutely limit... Well, you can't deny jobs because you have AI. Because realistically, if they have AI, they're going to trim, multiple writers and actors. You know?
Right.
So.
But. There you go. Oh, no. I was going to say, the article also talks about that, too. Where AI just isn't quite there. And you don't get that same, emotion and stuff. And you would know. Because you played it, and so did Derek. But it's actually one of the things that got brought up, an AI is not going to be able to have as much of an impact as apparently this NPC conversation in Spider-Man 2 that I guess has one of the shortly after the release, the internet collectively agreed that Spider-Man 2 has one of the best pieces of NPC dialogue ever, a conversation that may not have existed without the use of real actors and writers. I don't know what conversation. I didn't bother.
Me and Derek talked about, where Peter's like, Miles, quick! we gotta Eiffel Tower MJ.
Yeah, it's
pretty. It's pretty deep.
Yeah, it's.
Oh, we're putting gasoline on these children? That's apparently the dialogue.
Over petroleum, thinking that petroleum jelly is
One point,
petroleum jelly. Yeah.
Yeah, Peter, he tells Sandman, he's like, Sandman, you're going down, quick, Miles, grab my balls, and it's just like it's a complete NPC AI just conversation.
It's like the peak moment. Like nobody would ever perform that better.
Yeah, I've loved my balls feeling gritty for days on end.
Right,
really encapsulated the feel of it. Man,
being a hero.
Oh my god! That like if I saw him, I wouldn't fight him because I'm like I'm not getting sand in my socks. That's just not. Yeah, no, that's just like you know.
Someone else take care of him. Spider Cat, you take care of him.
Avengers, anyone? Waterman, I don't know. Who can douse
him? If you leave him alone long enough, the Avengers will show up.
A gust of wind.
Have to take
anyone? Like, does anyone?
Rain. It'll rain eventually.
Anyone have a fan? Like. Need a fan to blow this sand away.
Where's Storm? Bring Storm back.
Anyway. Also,
they just kind of refused to admit that the X-Men.
No, they just did today.
Side
note: Kevin Feige went to the premiere of the Marvels that comes out this weekend, and he was like, he was like being interviewed, and he was like, "The X-Men will be in movies very soon, so just wait."
Yeah, they tell you that, and then next thing you have a Marvel butt plug, and they'll sell you a bunch of other stuff.
Right. Yeah,
but, you know, there's this game recently, I just played the beta of, it's called The Finals. It's like a Battlefield meets an actual Battle Royale where it's like there's full destruction. And there's a controversy about it because they used AI for, like, the announcers and, like, the grunts and stuff.
Oh, I saw that.
Like that game, see, that part, I don't mind it because... It's like, it's such a small role. It's just one announcer, and then it's like the grunts of people. It's like, eh. You know?
Oh. Yeah, but that's part of the argument, right? Is that while we as the player may not necessarily always give a shit about like those announcers or NPCs and stuff like that, those are where a lot of the people who are trying to break into voice acting and get into the, just get a step in the door, they have to do those shitty roles. That's like. Fair.
No, you're totally right.
Yeah. People like I'm just going to throw like Troy Baker, Matt Mercer, you know, Laura Bailey, Ashley Johnson. They all had to start doing those stupid little grunts. Like, I think Laura Bailey even had to play in like, I think one of the Grand Theft Autos. She was like just random street prostitute. And they made her sit there for hours. Just go, all right, we need a soft moan. Okay, soft moan number two. Soft moan number three, and she just had to sit there for hours just making these random fucking
I'm like, glad you brought that up because I for GTA 6 I keep advocating for the like a male prostitute role for Rob where he's doing the voice actor and you know because your character can be any sexuality they want, so you know I'm telling him like, hey look, he can do any voice you want. Rob can grunt. You know, just tell him like what you know what hole's going in, and he can definitely recreate the feel that's happening in the moment. So, you know, it's like okay, taking cock number one.
What? All right, cock number two coming in.
All right, are they done with the bit now?
I got a good laugh out of it. Derek, did you like that? I thought, and also bit. I'll show you the emails. I haven't just clipping your voice lines for nothing. I'm sending them as resumes, you know, just like, you know, they're like, well,
I'm okay with AI, like keeping these at least video.
It's literally a soundbite on our Discord server. Stop recording me for your own deviant bullshit.
I'm okay with AI keeping like these voice actors like alive for video games, at least. Movies is like a whole nother thing. But like the guy who does the announcements for like Halo, like if he ever dies, like I would want his voice to continue. But at the same time, like I get like recasting to let someone else shine and become like the new him, basically.
I saw this also in the news. It wasn't really game related, but basically in like the SAG after, you know, like conflicts, they companies or the movie companies, they want to be able to use dead actors' voices through AI. So they want AI, like they're going to, you know, they're.
Oh, yeah.
So while I think it's actually George kind of convinced me, but I think that's kind of stupid because there's plenty of actors who can just fill the role. I mean, unless there's I don't know. Like, I don't like the idea of total CGI Bruce Willis coming back and. Talking to, you know, in some movie, I think. I thought George's point and from the articles, basically what convinced me here, where it's like, it is taking away from someone's like breakthrough chance into the genre. So, George, you convinced me.
But, and that's voice acting in general is hard to get into. It might be easier in terms of like TV shows and stuff. The video game, as I punch my mic. But trying to break out into video game voice acting apparently has been already super difficult because everybody wants to be a voice in a video game, right? Like,
With that said, Rob, can you tell us your thoughts on this, but with the voice of Muscle Man?
All right.
It's fucked up, bro. I can't believe that they would go to Starla over me just to have somebody put AI in a video game. It's fucked up, bro.
Thank you, Muscle Man.
But actually, though, I'm in the voice actor's corner on this one. A lot of memorable things that people still quote to these days were gifts from voice actors that played these quote-unquote insignificant roles that eventually got basically immortalized for how good some of those lines were.
Or how bad they were.
Or how bad they were, that too. Trying to substitute AI for this, I've made it clear I'm not too wild about AI in the first place. This just feels like another step in the wrong direction just to avoid paying people money.
Hold on. Feel free to listen to our thoughts and opinions on AI from one of our earlier podcasts.
Oh, that's true. You have a really interesting radio voice, Rob. Rob, sorry. No, not you. George. Rob, your voice is
it's
shit.
Muscle.
George?
It's Muscle Man. That's his radio voice.
Muscle Man Radio, bro.
Fucking pack it in, goddamn.
What do you mean I'm not cut out for radio, bro? Did Starla tell you that?
I love that squeal. What if the catch was that the company would pay the family for use of, like, a past or a dead relative actor? Like what if
I feel like the because like a big thing with Bruce Willis, right? That's who it was. Like, the estate has to release the rights to be able to do that, but at the same time, part of me feels like it's kind of disrespectful to the dead. Totally
I would definitely use it for comedic purposes.
Oh yeah, you could absolutely.
Like, you're literally using a dead person from beyond the grave to make a company profit, like that just,
and you can make it say whatever you want.
So your likeness and your soul.
I'm not gonna lie. I have some voice recordings of my dad that I'll listen to sometimes. They get like pulls on my heartstring, but I would be very uncomfortable if there's there's companies doing this where they're like, send us voice clips of like a relative and we can just like get you conversations with AI. And it's like, the heart isn't there, man. Like, I know it's AI, so it means nothing. So, like,
Amazon does it. You can actually, like, tie it to your Alexa.
That feels really dangerous. Yeah,
you can tie it to your Alexa and be like, hey, can grandma, like, read me a story tonight or something? And it'll, like, AI your grandmother's, like, voice.
Oh, my God. If I get Rob's voice, though, hold on. There might be something there.
Wait, hold on. Can you have Rob say you're a dirty, nasty girl, please? Thank you.
Alexa, in a Rob voice, tell me that I'm a dirty, nasty little pay pig. Processing. I mean, that's a funny way to use AI.
Right. Yeah. Any second of that.
Rob doesn't like fun. Yeah, so we're all against AI. Hear, hear.
Yeah. No AI.
Rob, don't cry. We're not going to actually use your voice for AI.
Not yet.
Not yet, anyway.
Here comes that headache.
Once the flashlights are out, though.
Oh, yeah. That is definitely going to... When Rob says no to using his voice, that's when AI comes in. You know?
It's not you, Rob. It's four.
See, but that's the problem, is that when, like, circling back to that topic of they would have to pay, like, the families of the deceased, right? It's so easy for a company to have that shitty underhanded tactic and say, well, it's loosely based off of, it's not the same thing. We changed the tone slightly from the original so that it's not exactly their voice, but it's like the whole Vanilla Ice and Under Pressure thing again.
Same argument constantly over the years. Art thieves.
True.
Art. Yeah.
Rob, are you
Vanilla Ice? Like,
is Rob drinking
Under
maple
Pressure?
Syrup?
It's not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah. Straight from the
out of the tree itself.
I sucked it right out of the maple tree.
The tree you see.
No, but it's the same thing, right? Like from back in the day, the whole Vanilla Ice interview with Ice Ice Baby versus Under Pressure, where he's like, their version goes ding 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 ding. Our version goes ding 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 ding. He's like, it's not the same. And that's how easy it is for somebody to get away with that shit. It's like, oh, we changed the tone. We increase the bass and up the treble, like,
yeah. But George, we're gonna have a cover band called Krusty Sock. We kind of need these, you know, we're parodying other music. We need these other notes.
No,
I mean, we're changing. If we're gonna do that, we're literally changing the lyrics for a parody. That's allowed.
I fell into Rob's lips, and he fell.
I had a really good one in the car on the way home today, and I totally forgot.
You gotta write it down.
It was Lips of an Angel. I know that it was that.
You really should get in the habit of
recording. I know, and that's exactly what I thought, Rob. I was like, if I start singing, I just need to hit record.
Yeah.
It was like, I'm gonna taste Rob balls. Say my name, they taste so sweet. Something like that.
I'm still workshopping it, you know.
It's
I can't wait.
That's the third album. That's the rock.
I'm super excited just to record the whole process of all of us, just like the back or like the behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes.
Right. It's like, what rhymes with balls I can use in this sentence? Let's see here. I wanna caress Rob's balls down the chimney.
I love
halls.
It when he calls.
I love it when he calls. Perfect. Yes. You know, and then yeah, that's our ticket to fame. Not this YouTube channel, yeah. Just, you know, parody.
When he comes into the room, my panties fall.
He calls me his I little think smalls.
So, yeah, Microsoft, come on. Let's not use AI for stuff. Also, by the way, Derek, when you mentioned, like, the Halo voice announcer, I think at this point, like, they got to take a risk and just find, like if he dies,
right.
Something like that.
Do someone new.
Yeah,
right.
You know, it's like Mario Wonder. Yeah, they retired Charles Barnett, but the voices are pretty, pretty tight. Although Yoshi's actually I'm not a big fan of, but, yeah. You know, like, I'm okay with it, you know. I don't think you can live on it forever, like, the same voice. Although, even when it's iconic, like, everyone dies.
Right.
Everybody dies. Oh, okay.
Someday you will too.
No, it's okay. Yeah, I accept that fate. Okay. Now we're on to the last but not least. Rob, take it away. Shirtless.
All right. Well. let me just get on my newsman open face coat here for Chevy trucks,
dude. You're.
So yeah. We got some hot RuneScape news. A mid-level PVM boss is going to be making its way into the game. Scurrius, the Rat King.
Before we continue, this is old school. None of this RuneScape 3 garbage.
No, we don't advocate for RuneScape 3 here. You and for like the 10 people out there in the world that still play this RuneScape 3, the same for you. Basically, Scurrius is like a three-headed rat.
Well, that's just the concept art.
In the concept art, I'm pretty sure it's going to stay pretty close to it. But basically, during this year's Summer Summit, they had mentioned that they were going to introduce a mid-level PVM update to bridge the gap between mid and end game content, which personally I do feel is a little lacking. So this is a good step in that right direction. Basically, what Scurrius is supposed to do is introduce core PVM mechanics and help newer players, you know, kind of understand how the higher level content is going to go, like managing ads during a fight, overhead prayers, dodging skills and whatnot, so you're not just standing in one place and going, you know, in the higher level stuff, you have to actually be paying attention to it, which is a good thing. They are recommending that you've got at least Protect from Melee, so 43 prayer, so you're going to need to do a little bit of work. For anybody that's getting started on their OSRS journey or wants to, save up some money, buy some Dragon Bones, and look for a player-owned altar world on the world list, and just slum-bum your way into monetizing outside of Remington. And, get your prayer up that way.
How is it that we're getting a three-headed fucking rat before we get sailing? Riddle me that.
Because it's a whole... Okay, so one's a singular NPC boss with mechanics. The other is a skill that impacts the entire game world in a very significant way and has to be created with the wishes of the community in mind.
Interesting.
That, like, to give you an idea, the forestry update for woodcutting is still an ongoing process. That's a whole addition to a skill. And then you're talking about a new skill. That takes time. That takes time, effort, resources, and development.
Okay, but what's going to help me on Monkey Island? Because I'm still stuck there.
43 prayer?
I hate Monkey Island! It's scary, Rob.
Madness wasn't even that bad. I literally did it with magic, and you're not supposed to do it with magic.
You're a cheater. I'm reporting to Jagex.
All right, anyway. They're making this so that the encounter is designed for combat levels 60 through 90. So it's less about relying on stats and more about learning mechanics for the fight. You can fight Scurrius alone or with a group of friends. They're going to be putting rewards up to a poll, basically to add rat bone weaponry as a thing associated with this boss. The weapons themselves will only be able to be used against Scurrius and won't work against any other NPCs. But otherwise, once you get a special drop, it'll help your, I believe they're saying it will help your XP rates as far as combat XP. So it's a good way to kind of get that going as well and get some decent drops from that. I think that'll probably help keep the price down since it's going to be, they're going to be exclusive weapons that are only really supposed to be used against this guy. But, they're going to be putting that to a poll soon. So, keep an eye out for that. So, I think this is I always love seeing OSRS content. I'm very excited for leagues next week, to start up next week. And, I think that this is a really good addition to the PVM scene and really will help the end game content of OSRS feel a lot more accessible.
But it's a rat. Oh, shit.
What do you mean? That's the best part. It's the giant rat that makes all of the rules. Let's see what kind of trouble we can get ourselves into.
They all share the same butt, though?
Yeah.
That just seems annoying.
Triple the shit.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I'm not fighting that boss. That's too scary.
Listen, if they want to do a turd hat, I'm all for it.
A turd hat.
Interesting.
Derek, are you gonna kill this boss? You gonna come back to the game and don't you play RuneScape Lite?
Yeah.
Is RuneScape Lite? That's the phone version, right?
No. Rune Light's just like a launcher that like enhances it's just a third the game
tardy.
Experience.
It's third party.
RuneScape mobile is literally just RuneScape, just mobile.
Yeah, it's just a mobile client. Rune Light is more for the actual computer, and it's a third party client that gives you a lot of tools to kind of quality of life tools that make not having to have like a wiki page and a GE tracker and whatnot open. It just gives you a lot of ways to kind of get an idea of where you're at. How much XP you've got till the next level, some other resources for like bossing, clue scrolls, quests.
But
all sorts of
I'm
stuff
also
like
on this free I'm on this playing. Free journey right now, just trying to level stuff without being a member. So Rob's gonna have to help me get my
Slayer
attack stats up. Yeah.
Just go to Sync. Oh wait, you're free. You can't do that. You're on cows, idiot.
RuneScape Mobile sync with like just normal RuneScape?
Yeah. It's just tied to the
account. That's pretty cool. That's pretty based. Might I say poggers?
Poggers, Scoob.
Game's never been in a better state than it is right now, honestly.
That's it.
If you're ever
everyone
anybody's ever interested in RuneScape, I highly recommend you give OSRS a shot. I promise you, you're going to lose hours of your life to this game. Most likely
you're
going to
join our new clan, either GGG or GT6, which is Goon Team 6.
Nope, we're not doing that. You're okay. So, Plank Standers. Shout out to my boys in Plank Standers. Y'all are some real dudes.
That's not Goon's Games of Gear though. Or we're just starting the RuneScape clan.
Yeah, but I'm shilling for my boys.
So you can only shill for us, out. You goddamn betrayer.
How am I a betrayer if I was in the clan before I ever?
Because now you're in
this.
A new clan.
No.
Yes.
No.
We're blood brothers.
Yeah, we're blood brothers.
No, we're Bussy brothers. Get it right.
Oh, right. Okay. Nice, nice. George, are you convinced with from the Rat King to play the game now? Are you gonna stop your league obsession and actually defeat the Rat King?
I'm not even gonna lie. I downloaded it and I sat there for like a solid like half hour and was like, dog, I need somebody to walk me through. I'm too old and I'm too dumb. I don't know what I'm doing.
Too old, too dumb.
Hit me up sometime. I'll walk you through it.
Oh, I have to like read down.
Wait,
I don't
can
have
I still
my PC
can
anymore.
I still look for online GF?
No, they all
yeah. You can
on.
Always try in the GE. I see people offering that every so often.
Yeah,
I'm sure everybody would appreciate the throwback.
Rob, if I were interested, right, where would I go to download the proper client and everything so that I could play?
Oh, just Google Runelite.
Okay, well, that's a lot.
Yeah, I'm gonna agree with George there. That's like I don't even know what you're talking about right now.
You had better believe I'm going to pile drive you into a dumpster come 2 weeks from now.
Will you though, or will you say, "Hey, man, I missed you," and I'll be like, "I missed you too," and then we.
Oh yeah, that's another announcement we did.
Yeah, then I'm gonna slip him some tongue.
Our next podcast episode will be live. All four of us in, or all three of us inside Rob, live.
Bold of you to assume that I'm the bottom in all of this.
Well,
you're all my little pay piggies. I'm going to have you all on leashes.
Uh-oh. I don't fare well with a leash.
I'm feeling romantic. Man.
No, but really, though, Rat King looks scary. I don't know how. See, this is the first time I've seen a rat with three heads, and it just kind of disturbs me. I've seen, like, a rat amalgamation. I've seen...
Pretty based. I like seeing
I've seen the Rat King in Dark Souls 2, where it's just like a bigger rat that has a commandment over other rats. I hated that boss.
Which is also based.
That boss fight sucked. I want sailing. I think that's when I'll come back. Once sailing's in the game, and then I'm going to keep playing the RuneScape Sea Shanty.
They took shamanism from me, and I'm still
How
not happy
How do you not
want
to become a pirate?
Because I... rather be a tree-hugging hippie. And at least then I can put my level 76 woodcutting to use.
Yeah, but if you want to be a pirate, we could play Sea of Thieves.
No.
Damn.
Why won't you be a pirate with us?
For reasons I can't say on the podcast because they're bad
words.
Were
you touched by a pirate? Just tell me where he touched you. Tell me where you stopped. Oh no!
No!
He said, "I'm looking at your booty." He opened my treasure chest.
Arg, matey, there's treasure in there.
He swapped my poop deck.
No, but I want to be a pirate, and I always thought Rob would be a very lethal and ruthless pirate. You know, he'd be like the king of. He'd be like Blackbeard.
No, I talk a wild, egregious game, but if you've ever seen me play something like Elder Scrolls or Fallout, I'm literally a... I don't have it in me to be a bad person.
We've been playing Fortnite recently. I disagree with that wholeheartedly.
That, however, is a different story. If you've ever heard me in a shooter, I'm probably one of the more toxic people.
Rob's like, get fucked! Ah, fuck you, you suck! You know, like, he goes on a tangent. Honestly, I get a fear boner.
Talking about
also
being
a zero build Fortnite.
Pretty fun. Yeah.
Talking about being a pirate just reminded me of CowRP, and I just went to check and pour one out from the homies, but the servers are down.
No!
They shut it down.
It's on us then. We're going to have to code.
We bring it back.
And Space Station 13 is still up.
It's not the same, though. Calorpy is, like, gold. Rob, weren't you... Did you play a game with us? I feel like you did.
We played it with Cullen.
Okay. Yeah.
But never forget what they took from you.
Well, this one game me, Derek, and Cullen played, we knocked people out as shopkeepers, put them in a dungeon, and then when the police... like realized that people were going missing, we then dragged those people to a beach, made a boat, put them on the boat, and then set them adrift with handcuffed on so they couldn't like steer the boat back, and they later died of starvation because the ship just, you know, there was nowhere to go. It was like the greatest thing ever. And then they reported us for like metagaming, like you're not supposed to talk outside the client. But we counter-argued that clearly they were metagaming because they came back and just reported what happened in a previous life. So there's no way they could have done that without, like, having comms behind the scenes.
Right.
So, yeah, it was awesome. That was the only game... I'm not sure if that was the game you were in, but there was a time where Cullen was in jail and we dug underground and dug for miles.
Yes, okay, no, yeah. I remember yeah, that. We
dug for miles.
We had to break them out.
Yeah, we dug for miles, went through like all these layers of dirt and concrete because Cullen was jailed. And you just wait in jail. Like there's nothing around it. And we get him out, and then we go on the run. It was awesome. God, Cal RB was so good. Oh, so good.
Such a good game. Way ahead of its time.
Yeah, the trick, though, was that when you started, you had to pick the guard rule, because you get certain items when you know, per your role, and all we wanted was the handcuffs. Actually, handcuffs and shackles. So, like, we'd role play a shopkeeper. It's like, oh, look at all our wares. And then we'd go behind them, knock them out, chain them up, and then we'd beat them then we'd make our own, like, makeshift torture dungeon. It was so great. Oh, my God. It was, like, one of the best, man, the memories, man. Rob, I feel like you're not sharing the same sentiment as I did, but it was a good time.
I was just enjoying that. It's good to laugh again. It is good to laugh.
Well, that's all we got to talk about, right? Anything else before we deal with Dusty Trail?
Us live this Friday for our Jackbox community party night.
All right.
Join the Discord. Oh, yeah. Come hang out. It's going to be fun.
Especially join the Discord. With some of our faithful companions in the Discord, we have now hit level 3 on our server boost. Right. So we've got our own custom link. Share it with your friends. Share it with your family. Share it with your enemies. Share it with your pets. Share it with that guy that's looking at you weird on the street corner.
Yeah.
Yeah. He probably
thinks that you're
and it's totally
part.
Not me in disguise staring at Rob. Yeah. Rob, what's the Discord link?
It is discord.gg/goons, games, and gear.
And George, what kind of content can they find there?
Our content.
George is a cancer patient, apparently.
No,
Derek,
you can find special emotes,
sexy
stickers.
Kind of
we got custom emotes. We got custom stickers. We got awesome sound bites of Rob recording him in his private moments. You know, we got it all.
Without my consent.
That's debatable. We're a great community. Come on, dude, join us. Talk to us. We want to play with you guys, and we'll see you guys next time.
Bye bye.
Bye guys. Bye bye. Rob, say well, Rob George, say bye.
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 Oh, yeah.
Bye.